Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development. I'm on mic 4. Mm-hmm. Yay. And Bev Prentice is operating the board. Thank you very much, Bev. It is the heart of the summer. We're recording this in the middle of August, and it will play on two of the almost final Fridays of August. Dun, dun, dun. Remember when we used to do that noise all the time? You know.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. Anyway, there is still so much going on in the city of Pittsfield and beyond. The Colonial Theater and Barrington Stage are just rocking it. The Mousetrap is at the Colonial Theater. You know the Mousetrap, the Agatha Christie's story?
I've never read it.
Yeah, it's this timeless, I'm going to read the excerpt, a timeless classic that has kept audiences on the edge of their seats for more than 70 years.
Wow.
It's the ultimate whodunit. When a group of strangers become snowbound in a remote countryside guest house, a chilling murder sets off a race against time to unmask the culprit. With each guest harboring secrets of their own, suspicion runs high. So I haven't seen this yet, but I've heard that at intermission, you can guess who you think the murderer is.
And what do you win?
And then you win. They pick one that guessed it right, and you win tickets
for
a future Berkshire Theater group performance.
Can't beat that.
But one of my kids saw it, and he said at the very end, they said, "You cannot tell anyone in the community who did it.
So you can't get it out of him."
Yeah, no, I didn't even ask because I don't want to push it. But I think that's so fun. And I know someone with a 10-year-old that went to see it, and the 10-year-old just loved that interactive part of it. At intermission, they could guess who did it. And then they were waiting with all the clues for the second half. It just keeps you more engaged.
Well, it was actually that. No, I won't.
Oh, see, you don't know. This only plays through Sunday, August 17th at 2 o'clock. That's the closing performance. Sunday, August 17th at 2 o'clock. There are still some tickets available at BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. But I was talking to people at Berkshire Theater Group about all the things happening. And there's still there's something going on Friday, August 22nd. It's called Back to the Garden 1969. This is the spirit of Woodstock. A hugely successful performance had audiences on their feet. Back to the Garden 1969 returns to the Colonial for another incredible celebration of the music and spirit of Woodstock. So that's sure to get you on your feet. Unforgettable tribute recreates the legendary sounds of the iconic festival, honoring the artists who made Woodstock a cultural milestone, from the electrifying guitar of Jimi Hendrix to the soulful voice of Janis Joplin and the unforgettable sets by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Sly and the Family Stone, Jefferson Airplane, Santana, Joe Cocker, The Band, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and many more. Have you ever seen clips from Woodstock?
I have. I wished I was there, but I'm glad I wasn't.
I know. I have that same feeling. Like, the spirit is so cool, and it's just wild. The musicians that came out of Woodstock. I like watching the video. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't born yet, but...
Oh,
so
please.
It would have been hard to be there.
No, don't do that to me.
But I like watching the videos. It's really something. And so this will be good. This is Friday, August 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Colonial Theater. Again, the Colonial Theater Productions, all of the tickets are available at BerkshireTheaterGroup.org, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. Joan Rivers is the subject of a play at Barrington Stage Company. It's called Joan.
Okay. Isn't that makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah. Right? This is playing through August 17th on the main stage on Union Street. Go behind the curtain with the queen of stand-up comedy, Joan Rivers. Daniel Goldstein's new play imagines the legendary comic reliving her life story in the only way possible, with laughs from beginning to end. Discover the pioneer who conquered a man's world, the mother of all-time punchlines, and the woman who had it all, lost it all, and did it all. This no-holds-barred look at the life Life of a True Legend makes its regional premiere at the Colonial Theater.
Is this a film?
No, it's a play. I do think there's other people, but Joan is the woman that plays Joan Rivers is the star. And I heard that Joan Rivers' daughter in real life has blessed some of the material and given some of the material from Joan. So it's really true to life. True to form, yep. And that is playing through August 17th. Of course, Barrington Stage Company has tickets available on their website as well. Joan, we are headed to see Joan on Friday. I heard that it's amazing. So yay. Yay for Pittsfield, I say. right? I say that often. People mock me. I don't care. Yay for Pittsfield. And Bev, I didn't start a timer. Did we start recording this right at 30, you think? Do you have a timer going?
I have a timer going.
Where are we at right now?
3:26.
Okay, thank you. usually I start a timer. Today it's a little off. You know, Mercury is out of retrograde. Do you know anything about Mercury in retrograde?
No.
It kind of messes with your technological world and sometimes just like, I don't know, life. But it's out of retrograde, so I have no excuse now. The full moon has passed. Mercury is out of retrograde. Now my excuse is just...
They're all gone.
Yeah, they're all gone. I got no excuses. I've heard awesome things about this, too. The music at Bosque is the word I'm looking for. Bosque Mountain. So there are some summit sounds where you take the chairlift to the top of the mountain, which is really cool, people say. But then there are other things that happen at the bottom of the mountain. Rev Tour led this jam last weekend at the bottom, and I just peeked in. I was picking someone up, and I just peeked in, and the vibe was really cool. It was a beautiful night for live music. I mean, how awesome. So there's stages at the bottom for certain concerts, and there's stages at the top for others. This coming weekend, August 16th, is the Jazz Festival at Bosque.
How many years?
Well, this is different than the jazz festival overall, but Berkshire's Jazz is involved in this. They just have this at this location. So remember when you used to say jazz and people thought of old school jazz? Jazz has evolved so much that it's now like stand up bass and a little, like, it's more poppy. It's more... I don't know. It's just not your grandfather's jazz anymore, I'd say. I don't know if the jazz people want me to say that, but I think it's true because I used to think of jazz as something that I wasn't interested in. Now I go to these jazz concerts and they're awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of different types of jazz.
Yeah, so there is a jazz fest this weekend at Bosque Mountain, August 16th, 4 to 9 p.m. You can go to bosquemountain.com for more information on all of the events happening there over the course of the next several weeks. Live music. We love live music, right?
It's better than the alternative.
Listening to the radio. So funny. Ugh. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM Pittsfield Community Radio and
WSBR in Lee 88.1.
88.1 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield and happy to host this show. You know what's funny about the show? We have the standard listeners that I know and like so much. One of them is Dave Pill. Do you know Dave Pill from the community? He's great. I've known him for several years. And he sends me messages. I'm like, thank you so much for listening. He sends me messages. Remember a few weeks back when you were talking about the screen on the computer that you couldn't read?
Yes.
He sent me a message. Was like, I know exactly what she's talking about.
Oh, thank you.
So we appreciate all of David Pill's commentary.
Yeah. Somebody else is having the same problem.
All that he does for Pittsfield and all the listeners of WTBR 89.7 FM, all the shows that they do, which are endless and endless. There is something else coming up at Barrington Stage Company that is really cool. It's called King James. What do you think King James is about?
The Bible.
No, it's about basketball.
Okay.
Yeah. Get a courtside seat for the acclaimed slam dunk comedy from Pulitzer Prize finalist Rajiv Joseph. In a town that was searching for someone to look up to, no figure loomed as tall as LeBron James. Wow. No Clevelander worshipped him as much as Sean and Matt. King James chronicles the budding friendship between these two fanatics as they bond over the rise of a basketball god.
Wow.
King James. And that's at the smaller theater on Linden Street. And I just was looking up all these things, and there are limited tickets available for most of the shows.
Goodness.
Which is amazing. I do love in Pittsfield when I try to go to something and it's sold out, because it makes me happy that all these people are wanting to go.
Yep.
To the event. So if you're interested in King James, it's running Wednesday, August 13th through Sunday, August 31st, and you should go online and try and get your tickets now, because
it's limited.
I just said, it's limited. The Pit has been the new concert series on Dunham Mall in Pittsfield that Hot Plate is spearheading, along with Downtown Pittsfield Inc. and the City of Pittsfield and several sponsors that we're so grateful for. So every Friday, that's not First Fridays at 5, there is live music on Dunham Mall with the backdrop of City Hall. And it's so beautiful. We've been there a few times. You pop in, there's a beer garden, but you can have beer, seltzer, non-alcoholic anything. And then there's some kind of food, whether it's a food truck or the gentleman that's opening in that spot sometimes does limited dishes that you can get right there. And it's like a boxed lunch, boxed dinner to get
nice
right
outside.
There. And it's beautiful. So August 15th, the Pit is back with a stacked lineup of local and touring talent. Lexi Ouija and JJ Slater and their many Western Mass cohorts making dense, funky Americana soul and folk rock and roll. It is so cool because some of the times you might recognize a name or two that is playing at the Pit, but what they're good at is telling, is adding to it. So there was this one guy that played there this summer, and then he had a full band, which I had never seen him with it was Nate Martell. I'd never seen him with a full band, and it was just so cool. So kudos to Hot Plate Brewing for bringing the Pit to Pittsfield and Downtown Pittsfield Inc. and the City of Pittsfield.
The Pit.
I know that is the name of it, but it's okay. Big happenings at Berkshire Community College this weekend. They've been talking about this for weeks and months. August 16th, it's the Community Fest. The first community college in the Commonwealth was Berkshire Community College. Did you know that?
No.
I know. Isn't that something? It's celebrating its 65th anniversary as the Berkshire's Community College, where access to higher education for all is a priority. Lots and lots going on at BCC for the Community Fest. Family fun activities include a Build-A-Bear workshop, where the first 200 children can build a BCC Falcon mascot stuffed animal for free, touch-a-truck, face painting, arts and crafts, community bake-off, tarot readings. Local food trucks will be on site to enjoy as well, and folks can sample their delicious menus. La Chalupa, Charlie's Bistro Bus, BB's Hotspot, Brewberry, those will be cash offerings for whichever food truck you'd like to buy from. For adults looking to sample the best breweries and winemakers in the Berkshires, there will be the following vendors: Balderdash Wine Cellars, Hot Plate Brewing, Big Elm Brewing, Roaring Twenties Brewery, Bright Ideas Brewery. During Community Fest, you'll have an opportunity to take a guided tour of the campus, talk with students and alumni artists in the arts gallery, record yourself in the new recording studio, and take a walk down memory lane with an archival display from the new BCC Library. This is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, August 16th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at BCC. People do not realize all that BCC has to offer this community, even if you are not a student at BCC. It's such a cool campus to check out, and you can belong to the gym at Patterson Fieldhouse and the pool there. It's a
Sounds like a full day.
It's a full day for sure. We already talked about the Bosque Mountain Jazz Fest, which is Saturday, August 16th from 4 to 6 p.m. We have Joan on here a lot. Joan Rivers. Don't you think she was so funny?
She was. A lot of static around her, though.
A lot of what?
Talk.
Yeah, I know. We'll see. We'll see how this is going. But we're still in the middle of August, which we're grateful for. The Summit Sound Series, which is the one at the top of Bosque, wraps up on August 21st with it's called Grateful Bro, B-R-O, a beloved offshoot of the Blue Roadhouse Orchestra. Grateful Bro channels the spirit of Grateful Dead. Grateful Dead, my husband will love that. Do you know what I call that music? Nair, no. Nair, 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 nair. Because it goes on and on. And it sounds the same if you leave the room for 10 minutes and come back. It sounds exactly the same. But I am grateful and I appreciate the talent behind all of that music. It's not my preferred genre. And then the Pit on August 22nd has a stacked lineup of local and touring talent. Witchy grunge from Western Mass. It's called X-Temper. Man, they have done a great job of just going, thinking outside the box of all of the music that they can bring to Pittsfield. So
I love the names.
Yeah, we're grateful for sure. Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. has also been spearheading Rhythmscape. It's on select Sundays on Dunham Mall. If you haven't seen the reimagined Dunham Mall, it's beautiful. There's trees planted there. There's picnic tables, permanent tables set up. There's a newly installed mural made out of tile. Mosaic is the word I'm looking for. Robert Markey is the artist behind that. And there's just lots of cool stuff in the setting when there's musicians or dancing going on there. It's so cool with City Hall in the background. So there are Rhythmscapes held on select Sunday afternoons from 6 to 8 p.m. through August 31st. Highlights a different rhythm and instructor from the local community each session. At the Sunday, August 24th session, discover the soul of Argentina through a lively folk rhythm born in the rural provinces of northern Argentina. So this is good. This makes you definitely want to get up and move. That's sure. From 6 to 8 p.m. on August 24th, and it's part of Downtown Pittsfield, Inc.'s Rhythmscapes, which is a cool thing happening on select Sundays. You can go to Downtown Pittsfield's website for more information on that. But check out the newly imagined Dunham Mall for sure about all of the cool stuff happening on Dunham Mall. It's a pedestrian walkway, and Pittsfielders and residents of Berkshire County and visitors definitely need to take advantage of it and check it out for sure. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield, and Bev Prentice is operating the board, which we're very, very grateful for each week that we record this. We record this typically every 2 weeks, and it plays on Fridays at 8:30 for 2 weeks in a row because we talk about so much that you got to just play it for 2 weeks in a row, right?
At least.
Sometimes more. Sometimes more. Hancock Shaker Village is also rocking it this summer with lots of activities going on there. You can check out special activities at Hancock Shaker Village on the website, but it is the season, the high season of Hancock Shaker Village, so they are open every day. This is something happening on August 27th at 10 o'clock in the morning. Take a deep dive into the Shaker world. Join us on a 90-minute Shaker discovery tour. Led by experienced village staff, each tour focuses on a single subject that illuminates the Shaker experience and legacy. The featured topic changes weekly. There is a complete schedule on Hancock Shaker Village's website. Again, tours begin at 10 o'clock And the next one is August 27th at 10 o'clock. All of this information is on HancockShakerVillage.org, HancockShakerVillage.org. But they are in the heart of their season, and so definitely check out all of the cool things that are happening.
Fabulous place.
It's so beautiful there, isn't it? It's just really fun to walk around and... even if you're not there for a specific event or exhibit, it's just gorgeous to walk around and see all that it has to offer and the beauty of it. You can just sit there and drink your cup of tea or coffee and take in the beauty for sure. Berkshire Art Center is in the heart of Pittsfield on 141 North Street. There is a location, and they hold Parent and Me art meetups. The next one is August 23rd from 10 to 12. It's held on the fourth Saturday of every month, and the Berkshire Art Center at the Pittsfield location engages in a creative and fun art project with your littles. At each meeting, they will offer a rotating project for families to participate in at their own pace with the guidance and support of a faculty artist. Isn't that sweet? August 23rd from 10 to 12. Check out Berkshire Art Center for more information. All of these things that I'm talking about, by the way, are on lovepittsfield.com. Lovepittsfield.com is your go-to for things happening in Pittsfield, suggested places. We have places to eat, places to shop, and it's not just downtown Pittsfield. It is all of Pittsfield. We really are focused on the big city of Pittsfield and not just downtown, even though downtown is the definite focus. Without a successful downtown, the rest of the city will thrive when there is a successful downtown. So we have all these events. Jessie Tobin-McCulley, kudos to her. She's the cultural assistant in our office, and she really has just loaded all of these events into the Love Pittsfield website, which we're very, very grateful for. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I am the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We have Bev Prentice operating the board. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
We're good. We're good. You know, I was just like, where are we now? Okay, it's 10:50. We record this during 30 minutes on a Wednesday. So we've been going for about 20 minutes. Is that what your time?
Yep.
Woohoo! I didn't start my timer. And when I don't do something that I always do, it just throws me off. So now I'm just, you know, thrown off a little bit. That's okay.
I can't tell.
Yeah. It's all right. It's all right. We're talking about all the cool things happening in Pittsfield and beyond for the month of August and into September. So school in Pittsfield starts on August 28th, which is hard to believe. That's coming up very quickly and the summer is flying by. But we're starting to get notifications from the schools welcoming students back. Make sure that everybody's got their classes lined up and the sports, the fall sports are starting with captain's practice. But then the official sports can start on August 18th. So it's happening.
I miss school.
You miss school?
Yeah, I had fun at school.
Would you ever consider OLLI, Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at BCC? You know, those are like classes.
Yeah, it depends on what they're offering.
They offer a lot of different things and you don't necessarily get credit, but you just go to school learn. And it's a really cool organization. But you liked school.
Yeah, I was one of those.
No, that's good. That's a good thing. If you like school, that is a good thing. And I think that a lot of kids these days do like school because the teachers are amazing. The teachers and administrators are so good at helping kids like school and directing them accordingly. So thank you to those. And the poor, I have some friends that are teachers and they're like, our summer is almost over. But they have the whole summer off. I feel a little badly for them at this time of year, but then I'm like, psh, you just had the whole summer off. you're going to be okay. So thank you to the teachers and administrators for all you do. And as you're gearing up for this back to school season, for sure. This is a cool event that happens every month. It's called Art Slam. And I did go to one of these and it was very cool. Join us for Art Slam, a fast-paced, fun, and interactive event where artists take the stage to present their work, share their process, and engage in conversation. It's like a poetry slam, but for visual art. Artists have 5 minutes to present their work and then 5 minutes of feedback or open discussion. Up to 7 artists can do this. The next one is September 2nd, and it is at Wander at 34 Depot Street. It's Art in the Berkshires that spearheads this, artintheberkshires.com. You can send them an email to sign up or to get more information, and their email is located at that website, artintheberkshires.com. But this is very cool. It's at Wander, and you can go as someone that just watches this, and it's really cool to get to know. You know a lot of the artists, but then there are always new artists. And the artists should not be intimidated in any way, because it's amongst your peers. And it's just kind of an open discussion. And you're presenting some of your art and maybe why you did that art and what you're thinking. And then it's just an open discussion. But it's called Art Slam.
I've never heard of that.
With Art in the Berkshires. I know. It's very cool. It's brand new this year. Just Art in the Berkshires. Shawnee Porras is spearheading this. And she presented this. It's been going on for a few months and it's cool. It's good stuff.
Do they actually do the art there?
No, they often present it either real with 3D, like here, you know.
Yeah.
What is that called? In real, you know, they bring it as a demonstration, or there are some people that do a PowerPoint and show their art on a slideshow.
Oh.
It's cool. Very cool. September 2nd from 10 to 11:30, Art Slam with Art in the Berkshires. More information on that is at artintheberkshires.com. That is at Wander. Wander, if you haven't been to Wander yet, go. It's just such an awesome spot. I was there 3 times yesterday for 3 various meetings. And it's a lovely cafe and community spot. They're now doing paninis in the morning. And Jay, the owner, is just thinking outside the box in so many ways. Paninis, there's really cool gifts there. But if you just want to go and have a meeting with a coffee or a tea, it's a great space, and it's always hopping. So Wander is at 34 Depot Street behind Tito's, which is great space. Highly recommend to hold your next meeting at Wander, because it's very cool. Hot Plate, man, they have another band. It's called Job Creators. We were lucky enough to have Job Creators play the Tap Room once before and had the chance to experience the ways they weave progressive rock grooves and a wide variety of audio samples into fun and interesting songs. Wow. Their album is called Love Monster.
Okay.
Gives you a really good sense of who this band is and what they do. Seeing these songs perform live helps you experience the hypnotic way their sound transcends the sum of its parts. This is happening on September 5th from 7 to 9 at Hot Plate. September 5th is the last First Fridays at 5 of the season, and we will be talking about that in the upcoming shows, exactly what that details. But, It's been a season, and let me tell you, the August 1st, First Fridays at 5 was epic.
Was it?
The weather was just magnificent.
Uh-huh.
Most of the vendors showed up, Family Fun Zone and the Maker's Market.
Okay.
We had some food trucks that just made it great. We had sponsors. The sponsor, Guardian Life Insurance Company of America, brought snow cones and school supplies. They sold out of it, which we love when that happens. Mm-hmm. We had a beer garden at Persip Park, and we had a band playing Hidden Frequency at Persip Park. All of the parts went into place appropriately, and that rarely happens, really. And so we were so grateful. The city of Pittsfield, Downtown Pittsfield Inc., the sponsors all came together and said, wow, this is what it's about. This is what it's supposed to be. Right?
That's right.
That's right. So thank you to all of those entities. We will be talking way more about first Fridays at 5 on Friday, September 5th, in the upcoming episode of the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show.
I have to wait till then?
You have to wait till then. I think you'll be all right. A reminder, if you haven't already seen Joan or The Mousetrap, Joan is at Barrington Stage Company. The Mousetrap is at the Colonial Theater. The Mousetrap plays through Sunday, August 17th. Joan also plays through August 17th. Get your tickets for those shows before August 17th. If you've missed it, King James is then at the Barrington Stage Company, so you can get your tickets to that. And there are a lot of upcoming things happening at the Colonial Theater, including the Jewish Plays Project, JPP, August 28th through the 30th, and Rhapsody, the Music of Queen, on Saturday, September 13th.
Oh, you can't beat that.
I know, that's going to be a good one. And Back to the Garden 1969 from Woodstock on Friday, August 22nd. All of this information is on lovepittsfield.com. Lovepittsfield.com. You can sign up for our newsletter that goes out every week. And we are grateful for everybody that sends us information that's happening in Pittsfield so we can tell the world about it. Right?
And have you come and see it.
And have everyone come and see it, for sure. Catch the CATA Community Access to the Arts Show through the end of August at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts as well. All right. I think that's it.
Well done.
This has been the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show.
Even if she's off.
WTVR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. I'm Jen Glockner, the Director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield, with Bev Prentice operating the board. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and have a wonderful week.